Hey guys, it's Darren Duff for another podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about the Roomba Discover, and I'm going to be showing you that and explaining to you and talking about its physical description and some of its features. And there's a new way of cleaning the brushes within the Roomba, which we'll talk about as well. You can actually snap the brushes out of the Roomba. You don't have to take out any screws as you did with the older model. Now, one thing about the Roomba, the reason they call it the Discover series is that this one has a built-in dirt detection system where it actually detects the dirt, goes to it, and does a heavy cleaning. I think, Larry, you had mentioned the Roomba being a surface vac, but this one really does a good job overall as far as all the dog hair and dirt, deep down dirt and dog hair I'm talking about, not just the surface stuff. And this Roomba also has a remote control, which I will go and describe for you, go into detail and describe for you. You can actually use the remote control to drive the Roomba around if you want to. So it's kind of like a remote control car. The dimensions of the Roomba are basically the same as the older models. It's still round, flat, about a foot wide. And this Roomba, actually, when it's done, will return back to its docking station, or when the batteries are low, it will return back to its docking station. So it's round, it's on its docking station now, and I'm going to describe it to you. It has four round buttons across the top, and the back of the Roomba is currently facing me. And from left to right, with the back of the Roomba facing you, the buttons are power, spot, which is used for power is obviously on and off. There's a little red light on it as well that you can see when it comes on. Little indicator light. Spot is used for cleaning a small circle. It'll actually start in one spot and spiral out until it's cleaned about a 3-foot radius of that spot, and it'll stop and declare that it's done. The third button is clean, which you hit if you want to clean a standard room, and it actually goes from one side of the room to the other. And then there is max, and you hit max if you want it to deep down clean, and this usually runs the battery dead quicker. I don't know how the old Roomba would do. This thing would run about it's got something in the this thing got a hold of something, Kim. It's got some around its wheel. I mean, all wrapped up around its wheel. Whoever ran this thing last time let it get something stuck all up in the wheel. I mean, all in the wheel.
Maybe you should polish it.
No, man, this is real life. This is what it's all about. I've actually accidentally turned the Roomba on. I'm going to turn it off again. I mean, it's got something wrapped all around the wheel here. I can't demonstrate it, but it has something wrapped around it. Looks like a cloth or something. I'm pulling it out. I forgot what I was saying, though. What was I talking about, babe? Wow, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to have to tear it up to get it out of the Roomba. Wow, it's really in there good. No, it's like a satin something or other. It looks like a bow or something.
It's not. It must be a Christmas something. Your family was using it last week.
Well, it's got something in it. Gosh. Oh, man. Did I wreck our Roomba? No, I did not. But I had to pull it pretty hard to get it out of there.
Now you gotta make sure it doesn't get under the Christmas tree.
Man. I mean, it chewed something up. I've never seen it do anything that powerful. Okay, I got it off. It looks like a ribbon. And I mean, the Roomba has absolutely chewed this up. It was wrapped around the treads of the wheel, and it is absolutely, it's a long ribbon. I see it now. I got it pulled off. And it's absolutely chewed this thing all to pieces. Wow. I mean, absolutely shredded it. That's amazing. I didn't know it had that kind of power. I guess I do now. Anyway, sorry for that little intrusion there. I managed to get it out from wrapped around the wheel Now, I was going over the description of the Roomba. So let me kind of start again. Max was used for... Oh, that's what I was talking about, Max. It actually cleans the... deep down, cleans the floor. And when... you run the Roomba on Max, I think it runs the battery down quicker. I know if you just run it on clean, you can run it, it'll run for 120 minutes before it goes dead. I don't know, however, if that's less time than the older Roomba goes. Kim and I got this as a wedding gift at one of our wedding showers, and so I think this particular model runs about 270, I think is what it runs. As far as price goes, you don't get any extra filters with it. I don't think we got any extra filters. Now, on the front of the Roomba, you have a sensor that is a large sensor. Now, Kim is doing dishes and cooking in there, so that was our talking time. It just went off. A bump sensor, and when the Roomba bumps into something, it will actually turn around and go the opposite direction. Now, the underside of the Roomba, I was going to describe when I turned it upside down and noticed that it had this ribbon stuck in it, and I'm actually going to throw this away. The underside of the Roomba, it has these mean-looking wheels, man. They look like they have mud grips on them. They're all knobbied, and they have good traction. That's the word I'm looking for. What, babe?
Dishwasher
is open. Okay. Tell me the dishwasher is open, so I don't bump my shins into it, which I do all the time. Sure, I'm not the only one. Look at what it did to this ribbon, Kim. You got to see this. Feel this part right here. What it did to it. Feel that. Isn't that crazy how it shooted up like that?
Not good.
It's a long ribbon. I don't know what it came off of, but I'm going to throw it.
Christmas tree, don't you guess?
I don't think it fell off the tree, and I don't think the Roomba went over around the tree. I hope it's not off our wedding thing. I don't think so. It looks like it really pulled it loose and got it wrapped around the wheel. That didn't stop it, though. It kept going. It absolutely kept going. This thing's a lean, mean vacuuming machine. So the underside has the wheels, the mean-looking wheels. It also has a number of brushes. It has a cylindrical rolling brush, which is kind of your basic rolling brush. It has these two little brushes that kind of look like helicopter blades, and they spin around while the Roomba itself spins in a circle and vacuums, and they sort of sweep stuff into the bin. And it also has a little rubber sort of fringe around the intake where it actually sucks debris in. I guess it's like a filter that filters out. It's kind of like a little sweeper type deal. It's actually kind of hard to describe the bottom unless you look at it. Now, the docking station is simply just a little thing that fits onto the front of the Roomba, and it sits on the floor. It's very, very small. Small enough to hold in the palm of your hand. I can't talk tonight. And it's plugged into the wall. And when the Roomba is done, if it's in close enough proximity, say like 3 or 4 feet of the docking station, it will actually go back to the docking station and dock itself and charge itself for next time. And it takes about 3 hours to charge the Roomba. And now I'm going to describe the remote control to you. And we're going to run this thing for a bit. And hopefully with these... By the way, I forgot to mention, I'm using my new... let me see if I can get this right. SPTF-B2 low noise in-ear binaural microphones. I got these from Sound Professionals, and this is my first podcast with these. It's not really a good... Well, it is a good stereo podcast, because hopefully you'll be able to hear the Roomba as it goes from right to left and sort of goes around the room. Now, this control is small. It's like an average size of a TV control, but it doesn't have very many buttons on it. Going from right to left across the front end, we have the three buttons, just like they are on the Roomba. They're Spot, Clean, and Max. Down below that, I'm sorry. Let me do that again. On the very end of it, we have the power button. And then just below that, we have spot, clean, and max going from left to right, respectively. And then down below that, we have the directional button, which is kind of like, reminds me very much of the directional up, down, left, and right controller on a old Nintendo game system, where you know you had the controllers and it had the cross where you could go up, down, left, and right. That's really what it looks like, and you use that to drive the Roomba in different directions. Now, if it's automatically cleaning and you hit one of these directional buttons, it kicks it out of automatic clean, and when you go up, when you depress up and then you let off of it, it stops moving. So you can then go left, right, up, or down. So it's really cool. You can actually drive this thing around like a car, which is kind of neat. Down below that, there's a single round button, which is the last button on the control. And I think it's a pause button or something to that effect. It's like a stop button. It stops the Roomba dead in its tracks. And I'm not sure what kind of batteries this remote takes. If I can figure out how to get the battery lid open here, I'll tell you. It looks like it takes... Is that one AA? Yeah, it takes one AA. I just took it out, and I'm going to put it back in. So it takes one AA for the remote. And I think it came with the AA, didn't it, babe? Or did we have to put a AA in it?
Seems like it came with it.
Seems like it came with it, she says. So I'm going to hit power. And you'll hear the Roomba beep, letting me know it's ready to go. There, it just beeped. Single beep. And when I hit, I'm going to hit clean. And when I hit clean, it's going to back out of its, because it has to back out of its docking station. And it actually makes a beep, beep, backup sound like a dump truck. It's really cute. And then it kicks into its cleaning mode. And we'll hear it as it cleans. So, that's a timer. I'm going to hit clean and listen to the Roomba as it comes off its docking station.
Make sure it doesn't go under the Christmas tree.
Okay, I won't. It makes a little beeping tone. Now it's backing up. And the fan just kicked in and it's starting to clean. Now I'm standing in one spot and it's going under our table where I knew it would go. It likes to go under the table. And it's weaving in and out of the chair legs as it hits a chair leg. One thing I forgot to mention to those of you who may not know a lot about the Roomba, it's really good about going into places where a regular vacuum will not go. We have a china cabinet in the living room. It goes underneath that and comes back out. We have two sofas. We have a leather sofa and a small love seat sofa bed that it goes under both those and cleans it. I have a guide dog, so it's very safe for dogs, very safe around babies and children. It just kind of bumps into you and kind of keeps going. And it does not fall down stairs. We don't have stairs here because we're in an apartment, but it will not fall down stairs if you have stairs. Now, that's not to say that I recommend you go to the top of the stairs and turn the Roomba loose, because that's sort of a dumb thing to do with that expensive of a piece of equipment. Now it's still under the table, and it may get stuck under the table. If it gets stuck, it kind of beeps at you to let you know, and you can go and move it and then start it again. Of course, I could drive it with the remote, but I have no idea which way to make it go to get out of there. Now it's under the table, and I'm hoping it'll come out pretty soon. If it doesn't, we'll have to go in after it. You can hear it's fairly quiet. It's not very, noisy or loud. Kenya does not like my guide dog. He does not like it. The first time we ran it, he tried to bite it. And he still pretty much gets out of its way. And I will describe how to empty the bin. It does have a bin that you empty. It's not very large. The bin is not very large, so you have to empty it out pretty much every time you use it. And that's way back in the corner back there, way behind our table. Way back there. Oh, it's underneath that pink chair. That's where it's at, Kim. It went underneath our chair, and hopefully it'll come out again. Well, I know it'll come out again. Kim's laughing at me. I know it'll come out again. There. It just came out. So it cleaned all under that chair. You could not get a regular vacuum. Well, you could probably get a hose under there, but Man, you'd have to bend backwards. Just it went back under the other side of the chair now. And it's detected a lot of dust. You can hear when that dirt detection system kicks in, because it really, it sounds like it's bogging it down. It gets real deep in the carpet, and the brushes, when it senses dirt, extend. They don't really extend, but they sort of come more out of the bottom and kind of get deep down in the carpet. You stopping on purpose, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
The timer? Okay, it's coming back out from under the table now. It's kind of coming toward me. It knows it's already cleaned that side of the table, so it's sort of going to the other side. And I don't know if you can really hear the stereo separation now, because it hasn't really... Okay, now it's kind of going to my right, kind of going toward the door, and you'll hear it when it goes from the carpet to the linoleum, which is in front of our door. Bumping along the wall there. Kim's making a lot of noise with pans and stuff in the background. Ah, it's going back under the table. Okay, now it's going to my right. About to hit the foyer, which is the linoleum area. And it has no trouble going from pile to carpet and back again. Okay, it's sort of in the corner where its docking station is now. It's kind of bumping around the wall there, trying to get it clean. And this thing really does pick up a huge amount of dog hair. It's amazing how much dog hair. I had to run it 2 or 3 times in our living room here just to get all the dog hair up. And I've heard sighted people say that it kind of leaves zigzag trails all over your living room. I mean, it doesn't make it look bad, but you can tell that it looks like little roads all in your living room where the Roomba goes. That's back under that darn table. I'm thinking about stopping it. I'm going to stop it and get it out. I use the remote control to stop it because I'm a good ways away from it. Now I'm going to start it again because I can't tell exactly where it's at. So I press clean again, and it's going. It's going. I'm not going to be able to get to you unless you come out from underneath there. Let me see if I can drive it. I'm actually trying to go the other way. I'm actually using the controls to try and drive this thing. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm trying to make it come toward me. And I don't think it's working. Okay, it's sort of working now. Looks like it's, here it comes. Come on, Roomba. Come on. I'm under the chair trying to get the Roomba out. I'm pulling the chair out of the way so I can get under here and get to it. It's way back in here. I'm trying to make it come to me, but it's just not working. Okay, I made it to it. And I'm picking it up. And crawling out from under the kitchen table, or the dining table, I should say. Our dining room and living room is sort of in the same area. It's the same big, wide, open area. Now, I got the Roomba in my hand, and what I'm going to do is put it in front of me and sort of send it along its way, and hopefully we'll get some nice stereo separation here. I'm going to step over here away from it and turn it on. I'm going to hit clean, and you hear the musical tones. It's coming in front of me now. You can probably hear the stereo separation heading to my left, heading toward the kitchen. And that's going toward the hallway. I'm sort of walking in here after it. That's in the kitchen now, where Kimberly is. Now I'm going to... No, wait, no, it's not. It went back into the hallway area. I'm going to stop it, and I'm going to let it clean one particular spot. I'm going to put it in the bathroom here. We have a bathroom here in the hallway, and I'm going to have it clean one spot. So I'm just going to hit spot on the remote. and it is now cleaning on the linoleum, or my bathroom, and it's a little louder on linoleum. The motors are a little louder, and it's a little louder in this bathroom anyway, because the acoustics are just incredible, incredibly high, because it reverberates. And there's a bath mat in here that the Roomba could very well get bogged down on. Moving to the right. And what it's doing now is it's spiraling out from the central point where I started it. It's getting larger spirals and larger spirals. And when it gets done with this 3-foot space, it will stop and announce that it's done by doing a little musical tone. And it's pretty cute when it does that, actually. You can hear it moving around now. Moving in a spiral. It can get pretty fast on these tile floors, too, I might add. Okay, so it's done with this particular spot. Now, I could show you more with running the Roomba, but I don't think you're going to get much more out of that than what you got. So now I'm going to explain how to clean the brushes and sort of explain how to empty out the bin. Let me find the Roomba. I can't find it. Okay, I had to start it up for just a second there to determine where it was at. Now I've found it, and I picked it up. It's very easy to pick it up. I'm going to actually send the Roomba back to its docking station. And we're going to let it... I'm just going to carry it over here close to where it's at. And we're going to let it go back to its own docking station. And actually, when it goes back to its docking station, it turns itself off. So, I'm going to set it down here. It has to be fairly close, at least in our apartment, to see it. To see its docking station. And I think it's going to go there. And it found its docking station and announced, "I'm home." So it's home, and it turned itself off after it did its little tune. Now I'm going to put the remote up and describe to you how to empty out the Roomba. This is one thing that Larry talked about in his last podcast on the Roomba, where he said he wished that they would make a model that you didn't have to take any screws out to clean the brushes. You didn't have to, you know, do anything difficult just to get it clean. And they recommend that you clean the brushes out every 10 times of after you use it. And I have to do it significantly more than that because I have so much dog hair due to my guide dog. So once again, I'm taking the Roomba off of its docking station, just picking it up. And it really does look like a large Frisbee. It weighs about 5 pounds, maybe. And there was something else I was going to say. I forgot what it was. Now you don't have to snap these brushes. You don't have to unscrew these brushes. You just snap them out and clean them, and then just pop them right back in. It's, I'm walking past the refrigerator, which has the timer on it. I'm bringing the Roomba in here to the kitchen trash can. We're going to set it down. Now, I have the front of the Roomba facing me. It's on the floor, and the back part of the Roomba actually unsnaps and pulls off. You just simply put your thumb on top of it, and this is the way I did it. Put my 4 fingers on the underside of it, kind of lift the rear of the Roomba up in the air, and you want to have the back facing down, because when you pull that bin off, I'm actually holding it up in the air now, and with the bottom... the back facing the floor, because when you pull this bin off, you don't want all your particles of dust and things, hair and other things, falling out of the back of it. So my thumb is on the top, my 4 fingers are on the bottom, and I'm just going to squeeze and pull it, and it slides right off. And it's sort of like a pie-shaped bin. It's kind of cut out, and it is slap full of dog hair. It's got two little compartments in the bin, and it is plumb full of dog hair. I'm not kidding. What? She's laughing at me and my southern drawl. I can't help it. She's sophisticated, bless her heart. Okay, baby, okay. So I got this bin, and I'm just going to dump it. There's no filters to remove. I mean, it has a filter, but I think it's actually built into the body of it. You just dump the bin, snap it in, and go again. Hey, that rhymed. That was good. Got to give me credit for that one. So I'm dumping it and shaking it out in the trash can, and all that hair and mess just... Wow, part of that ribbon, it actually chewed up and had in the bin. So it's no wonder it was full. This is a big Christmas ribbon. I mean, I've seen the thing... I've seen the ribbon. I don't know how the older ones handle this, but I've seen it suck up one of Kim's shirts that she left on the floor. It was this nice shirt that she had with sparkly beads on it. And it sucked that thing up inside of it, and it had one little part of it sticking out. When it sucked it up inside of it, it stopped. It would actually try to spit it back out, and it would stop. And when it stopped, I just, you know, opened it up, and there's part of it that you can open up in case things get stuck in it. And you just pull them right out, and they're fine. And it didn't damage the shirt or anything, but this thing's really got some power for such a small vac. Now I'm going to snap the back back on it. I'm through dumping it. I'm just going to turn it around, line the back up with the unit, and just snap it right back into place. There it is. Mm-hmm. Now it's empty and ready to go again. What did you say, babe?
I need to get where you are.
Okay, I'm going to the living room. Sounds like your phone is done charging, too. Now I'm going to talk about how to remove these brushes. I'm turning the Roomba so the bottom is facing up, so I'm placing him on his back. And we have decided that this Roomba is a male for demonstrational purposes. Now, it doesn't matter which way you have the Roomba facing. I'm going to have the back facing toward, well, I'm going to have the front facing toward me, I think. And he's on his back. And there's a grid that covers these brushes. And all you do is it's got two little tabs in the back. And you press your fingers down on these tabs, and this little grill thing just pops right off. And that gives you, that exposes the brushes on the inside. Now we've got a large roller brush, which I'm unsnapping now. And you just hold it over a trash can or something. It doesn't look like it's very dirty right now. And just rake it out and then snap it back in, like so. Now, it has a smaller rubber brush, which you can't really see from the outside, but it's like it's got rubber, individual little rubber pieces on it. I really don't know how to describe that. It's kind of like, how would you describe this? I don't know. It's like a round roller-shaped sweeper. I wouldn't really call it a brush. It's kind of like got individual rubber strips, and the strips are cut into, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 5ths, and they are spaced at regular intervals around the roller of this brush, and then you just pop them out, clean them, and just pop them right back in. That's really all there is to it. It's not very difficult at all. Now, the small spinner brush that actually spins around and sweeps things into it, you don't have to clean that one because it's so small. Well, I guess you could clean it, but it doesn't detach from the unit. It's very small, and it's motorized, and it just spins around. Now, there's another small brush that's along the side, and I don't think it comes out either. It's just a thin brush to kind of help. As the Roomba bumps into the wall, it scoops debris along the wall and into the Roomba. And our Roomba actually came with a thing so you could mount it on your wall. Now, anybody out there that is that obsessed with the Roomba to mount it on their wall is just beyond me. So I do not understand that. Anyway, it also came with a thing called a virtual wall, which is a small device that you can hold in the palm of your hand. It actually came with two of these. that takes, it takes two D batteries. Each one of them take two D batteries, so it's a total of four D batteries. And you can set these things up at different intervals in your house. I like that word tonight. And they will actually, they produce an infrared beam that keeps the Roomba in one spot. So it is, in fact, a virtual wall, and it keeps the Roomba from going into one room or from cleaning one spot or whatever, for whatever reason you want to do that. So you can do that. We do not currently use it. So I'm going to put the little grid back in place over the brushes, because we're through cleaning them now. It's that easy. It's that quick. And it just snaps right back into place. There's no fuss, no muss. Of course, you have to line it up right, which takes some practice. And I'm not... There we go. Now it's snapped back in place. And it's all ready to go again. So I'm going to go put it back on its docking station. Whoops, I accidentally hit power. And I hope I've described everything about it that you want to know. I don't think I've missed anything. When you received the Roomba in the box, we had help figuring out all the different pieces and things. Like I said, we don't use the... Now, this thing has kind of got shocks on it. I just noticed the wheels sort of draw up into the unit so that when it's climbing carpet or whatever, it goes everywhere, man. It's amazing where it goes and the spots that it cleans in. I've really been talking about how neat it is, and I haven't really talked about how useful it is. It really is handy to get one, and it really is worth the money. Of course, we got it as a shower gift, but it really is worth the money, I think, because it really helps us. We find that if we vacuum, what is it, baby? If we vacuum once every 2 weeks. Yeah, so we try to run the Roomba once a week, and then we have somebody that comes and vacuums about every 2 weeks. And we find that, really every week, and we find that it really keeps our apartment clean. And, I mean, it's not like a power vac or anything. It mostly is a surface vac, but when you need some deep down cleaning, it can do the job in those areas where it's, you know, particularly dirty. Of course, we also have a upright canister vac, and then we also have a Black and Decker Daredevil, which is Daredevil. Listen to me, a Dirt Devil handheld vacuum, which we use for like when we spill popcorn or when we spill sugar or cookie crumbs, and we have done all those things and used it for all those things. But the Roomba is a really wonderful piece of equipment. I think you'll really enjoy it. And I hope you enjoyed this demonstration. I hope it's helped out. If you want to contact me, have any more questions about it, you can get me on the Blind Cool Tech email list. Or you can email me at dduff@hyperband.com. Or you can email me at the address that is on the Blind Cool Tech list. So hope you've enjoyed this podcast on the Roomba Discover, and we'll talk to you all again soon. Bye bye.